Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 90. I'm Christy, your host. And today, first of all, I wanted to say that I can't believe I'm on episode 90 because, you know, at episode 52, I thought to myself, well, it's been a full year since I've been doing recordings, and now I'm at like 90. I'm close to going on 2 years of doing the podcast. And it's really helped me grow emotionally and spiritually and just become a more expansive person, being able to talk through my thoughts, my beliefs, the person that I want to become. And anytime you speak it and reinforce it, it almost makes an imprint on your brain. It makes a mark on you to the point that you can, recall it and remember it. So as I mentioned a lot, I'm always listening to podcasts and random things to keep me refreshed because I feel like I always need a reminder on how I want to live, how I want to think, how I want to feel. And I was listening to a podcast. I can't remember who said it. Sometimes I listen, it depends on my mood. Sometimes I listen to more hardcore, I feel like more masculine energy type podcasts. So I'll listen to like somebody interviewing David Goggins or Jocko Willink, or these are like Navy SEAL guys who are very disciplined, their minds, their bodies, they are really super, super hardcore. And then if I want to listen to something more, you know, feminine and flowing, I'll listen to something from Oprah, or I'll listen to Brené Brown, I'll listen to Gabby Bernstein, I'll listen to Mel Robbins. I feel like Mel Robbins, even though she's a woman, I think she's like a very no bullshit about it kind of easy person to listen to because I relate to that personality type. So anyway, I was listening to a more masculine energy and they were saying that an undisciplined mind is an unruly mind, and it really, really is. When I've dissected, it's so easy, like hindsight is 20/20, as the saying goes, but it is so easy to look back for me now and think to myself, oh yeah, all those times that I let my instinct slow me down or let my instinct stop me from propelling forward. I took those to be the truths. I took those things, like for instance, if I'm running on a treadmill and I feel like I can't breathe anymore, I would just stop. I would stop running, and I would cut my run short, and I would just abide by that. I wouldn't really push myself any further. I just kind of thought like, okay, that's as far as I could go, without fully realizing that there's more potential there. I think we go through our lives, you know, listening to the signals of discomfort or the signals of fear or insecurity or overwhelm, and we let that stop us. Like that is the line in the sand that says, okay, don't go any further. But in the meantime, there's so much more potential that we could squeeze out of ourselves that we're unaware of. And that's the point in my life that I've come to, is where I do realize that if I train my brain, if I train myself, if I gain self-awareness, if I can really get control of that voice in my head that says like, okay, this is enough. Okay, I don't want to do anymore. Okay, like if I push myself past those limits, How much further can I go? How much stronger can I get? How much better can I be? That's kind of what I am really amazed by these days, is watching my full potential. The weak mind is a really dangerous mind. It really puts, you know, roadblocks up in our lives. It's what stops us from growing. And unless you have the awareness to know that, number one, those voices or those thoughts aren't true, and number two, how far can you push yourself? How much further can you go than where you've been? I don't want to leave things on the table. I want to be the happiest I can be. I want to feel the most joyful I can feel. I want to be the most fulfilled. I want to be the most abundant. And I just want to live out my fullest potential. And I want to teach my kids how to do that for themselves, because I feel like, you know, you can bring, I don't even know what the saying is, but you can bring a horse to water, but you cannot make them drink. I feel like unless you instill these things in yourself and then in turn instill them and teach them to your children at a young age, I think it's just a beautiful thing. It just allows for a freedom in life. It allows for a limitless that we all have, that we all, a majority of us, don't even understand is an option for us. Somebody asked me last week, actually, what my, I don't know how they worded it exactly, but it was basically like, what my idea of happiness and fulfillment and like the best version of a life could be for me. And I said alignment. And by alignment, I mean like living from my soul's purpose. I feel like it's been such a journey. I'm going on 3 years of literal daily practice, meditation, exercise, and just awareness, becoming fully aware of my thoughts, my feelings, my behaviors, my words. And it's changed my life because it's taken me from a victim mentality to complete ownership over myself. So that's huge. That is huge, especially coming from a place where I've come from. I love the fact that I keep growing and I keep expanding. And alignment to me is becoming more familiar, but in the beginning, when I really wanted to become familiar with my spiritual side, with my soul's purpose, it felt very foreign. I didn't even know what it was, and I needed to sit still and silent and relax and let myself, just allow myself to be. Not to feel, not to effort in anything, but just honestly to be. And through weeks and months and even like over the course of years, sitting still and being silent has proven to allow me to feel, to see, to understand. I think it's to understand who I am from a soul standpoint, who I am from a spiritual standpoint. And from that, everything else can align with that. because intellectually I can tell you I want to be an honest person, I want to be a truthful person, I want to be an ambitious person, a creative person, I want to be an amazing partner, I want to be a wonderful mother and a guide to my children, a beautiful example of a person living their best lives. I think that's the best gift anybody could give to their children, is just be the example of the best version of yourself so they can mimic that for themselves. They can mimic a version of that for what their life's purposes are. It's really a beautiful, like, transformation. And to me, knowing yourself, constantly aligning yourself back to your soul's purpose and living from a place of peace and power, knowing that you are responsible for your life, you are responsible for what you do, how you act, how you behave, how you treat people. You're responsible for everything that you have in life. Not that everything that happens to you is your fault, but that whatever the aftermath is of what occurs is your responsibility to work through. It's a hard pill to swallow. People don't want to, you know, admit to having to deal with painful things that we've been through in our lives, because we like to blame, we like to put it off on something or somebody else, and then we don't need to take the responsibility to clean it up, to heal, to move forward, to come from a place of grace and understanding, to forgive. There's a lot of things that need to unfold and evolve in order to see life through a lens of this nature. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys next week.